The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, it's Dan from the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, and also from the website www.daniellatto.co.uk. So in this podcast, I just did a video about pre-tax pound investing, and I thought it was worthwhile putting out on a podcast as well. So you'll have to bear with me in this podcast, because some of the stuff I do is actually on a whiteboard. But I'm pretty sure you can imagine the numbers that I talk about on this whiteboard anyway. And even if you can't, that's fine. It's a good podcast for you to listen to. And also, if you want to catch my Facebook Live events, then you need to go over to facebook.com/dan.latto and come and find me on Facebook and like my page, and then you'll be able to watch the videos as well. All right, in the meantime, listen up. I hope it's good for you, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. Take care. So what I wanted to do was, I just wanted to create a video, and I wanted to create it about how to increase your wealth using pre-tax pound investing. So I wanted to just talk about that. So if you've got any questions, or if you just want to come and say hello, that would be really cool, just so I know that you're actually here and you're watching, and I'm not just talking to myself, which I'm pretty sure happens quite a bit. But if you can just do that, that'd be really useful. I'm sat here, I'm in the villa, I'm in Spain, it's pouring it down. We're just on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, which is about 100 metres that way. And it's absolutely pouring it down. It's freezing cold outside. It's like 8 degrees or something, so it's not quite freezing, but it feels like it. So we're inside. We've just set up the whiteboard. We've got our Wirecast software. We've got our microphone. We even have pens that we're going to use to show you how to invest with a pre-tax pound investing. Whilst I'm on, I'm also going to take a look on Facebook. So if I'm looking away from the camera, it's because I'm on my desktop PC. I've got a two-screen set up here. And then actually on the laptop, which is where we run all our Facebook Live stuff from, that's down here. And I can do transitions, which is really cool, using the Wirecast software. So there's a transition. Let's just put it back. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to increase your wealth using pre-tax pound investing. We're going to use a whiteboard, and we're going to show you some examples as to how that works. But just so that I know that you actually can hear me, just click like, say hello. I'm just going to check my page to make sure that it's actually going out live, because who the heck knows? Yeah, it just looked like it's going out live, actually, so that's pretty cool. Any questions, then please go and ask. We're here to help you as much as we can, but I can only do that if you actually click like, if you comment and that sort of thing. Then please go ahead and ask. So what is pre-tax pound investing? Let's just move that over. What is it? Okay, so this is basically where you've got an employee. And what happens with an employee is they earn a certain amount of money, let's say £1,000 a month, and before they do anything on that money, it's taxed, okay? And the difference between that and somebody who runs a business, so I've got a whiteboard. I spent yesterday putting this whiteboard up. I say yesterday, it took like 20 minutes, so it wasn't yesterday, but it's pretty much all I did yesterday, other than I ran a webinar for our members in the Millionaire Mastermind group. So what we've got here, we've got an employee. And I apologise, by the way, that is a letter E. My handwriting's terrible. We've got an employee, and then we've got someone who is self-employed. Okay. Now, both people earn £1,000. My handwriting will get better, I'm sure, the more of these that we do. You can't see that at the top there, but that says £1,000. So I tell you what I'll do. Let me just get rid of that, and we'll put it just below it, and then we can see it. So we've got £1,000. So this is an employee, and this one right here is someone who's self-employed. So let's take an employee. So straight away, let's just assume 20% tax. Forget about national insurance for now, okay? Because obviously, you know, national insurance is what, another 10%? So we're losing 30%. And also, what we're going to do is we're going to just assume that the tax for an employed person is the same as a self-employed person. It isn't. But we're just going to assume, for the sake of making the numbers really easy, that's what we're going to assume. Because if we don't do that, this is 17%. I can't work out 17%. I mean, I can on 1,000, but, you know, we're not going to end up with 1,000. Anyway, let's assume 20% tax. So what happens is you've got tax at 20%. Let's take that off. So straight away, that's £200. We're going to assume 20% tax, whatever tax region you're in, wherever you are in the world. If you're an employed person, you're going to get taxed. So we're going to assume 20% tax, so that's £200. So then, you see, you've got some basic stuff that you need to have covered. So you might have, like, your car payments. Like, I'm generalising on this, so if you want to hate me, then that's fine, but I'm generalising on the examples that I'm going to use. But a car payment, let's just say that's £300. That's a bloody big car payment for someone who's only earning £1,000 a month. But let's just go with it, okay? We've got a mobile phone. Let's say that's £50, and a laptop. And my handwriting is terrible, so just deal with it, it's all right. So let's say that's £50. And let's say petrol for the car. Petrol, and let's say that's £100. Okay, so let's just work that out. So we've got £1,000, 800, 500, 400. We've got £300 left. That's all we've got. We've got £300 left to invest. And so the reason why this is different compared with someone who's self-employed is that straight away the tax doesn't come into it just yet. Because you only get taxed as a self-employed person after all of your allowable expenses. So an allowable expense is, for example, you might have a car that's taken out on, business finance, not personal contract hire, but a business, you know, like a lease agreement, that sort of thing. So let's say you've got £300 there, you've got a mobile phone, which is paid for by your business, you've got a laptop paid for by your business, and you've got petrol, again, paid for by your business. So right there, you've got £1,000, so let's just add this, so £400, £500. So you've got £500 left, okay? Now we're going to take the tax off, minus the tax. So 20% on £500 is £100. That's going to leave you right here with £400. Do you see the difference? I lost my lid top. Do you see the difference right there between someone who's self-employed is only going to come out with £300 left to invest? Or actually, before we even get to invest, you've got to have groceries, you've got to eat, you've got to go out, you've got to do that kind of thing. With things like being self-employed, for example, if I go have a coffee in a Starbucks, if it's not in my local town, I can actually offset that coffee. Let's say I'm meeting a client, for example. I can offset that coffee against my tax. Like, it's only £4 for a coffee. In Spain, by the way, £4 for a coffee is like four coffees because of a pound each. But right here, you know, you've only got £300 left. But if you're self-employed right here, this is the amount. So let's say that you're spending £300 on, you know, food and living and going out and seeing friends and going to the cinema and that kind of thing. You're going to have zero left. Whereas if you're spending £300 here, you can pay yourself for £300 and that works out fine. So minus £300, you're still going to end up with £100 left. This right here, let me just get rid of the thing on screen so you can actually see that. There we go. So this right here, and move the microphone out. Can't move the microphone out. There we go. This right here, that's what you're left with. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, does it? But this is the thing. When you start adding zeros onto all of this, this is per month. Okay, so right here, for someone who's going to get zero savings every month and someone who's going to get £100 every month, let's just add zeros onto this. So let's say this is £10,000 and let's say this is £1,000 profit every month. This is still zero. It doesn't matter how many zeros you've got here, but it's still zero, right? So let's just take that. So this is what happens. Okay, let me just clean this off. Have you got any questions, by the way? If you've got any questions, just stick them in the box. Come and say hello if you've not done that already. I will check. We've not done any Facebook live streams. Oh, here's my pen lid. We've not done any Facebook live streams for absolutely ages. And so we are going to continue doing them. So if you want to be notified about the Facebook live streams, then come and like the page. Let's just go and see if we've got anyone who said hello. And if you're not saying hello and you're watching it, what are you doing? Just come and say hello. So let's have a look. Yeah, there we go. At least we've got a like. That's a good start. First time we've done Facebook Live videos in absolutely ages, and we should be doing more of them. But do you know what? We've just been really lazy, and we thought, do you know what? Let's just get all the kit going and let's do a bit more. Okay, let's just talk about taking that money that we've saved. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, watch the replay. But let's just talk about taking that money that we've saved. Let's say we're able to save £1,000 a month. I can't do my pound signs. £1,000 a month, if you could save that over 10 months, like, I know it's 12 months in a year, but I'm going to use 10 just because it's easier maths. Okay, maths was never my strong point. So that's £10,000. Is that a deposit on a house? I'll tell you it is. You can get, it's more or less a deposit, okay? You can pick up a house for 50 grand. That'll pay you £385 a month. A deposit on that's 25%, so you need £12,500, really. But you can do that. So, like, actually, let's just do that. If you need £12,500 to put a deposit down, the house will generate £385 in rent, and it will cost you maybe £195 in mortgage. You're nearly £200 a month up. But let's just say that it's £12,500 for a deposit. How do we do it then? You only need an extra 250 quid a month. This is the bit that most people seem to forget. And it's this idea of little bits and often over a period of time build up so that you're actually able to create some more savings. And this is why the rich get richer and the poor stay poor. Because for poor people, you see, they might be earning enough money to pay for the house and the car and the groceries and just living, right? Just actually surviving with heat and light and food and going to and from work and all the money that that costs, right? But they've not got anything left at the end. Whereas someone who's earning maybe double that, they can save £1,000 a month. And what happens over time? So let's do this then, okay? We've got £12,500. We can now put that into a deposit that's going to get us a house, cost us, let's use easy maths, it's going to cost us £185 a month, it's going to generate £385 a month, so we're 200 quid up a month, basically, okay? So then, we are 1450 times 10 is 14,500. That's another deposit on another house. So we're making £200 a month per house, we're now up to 1650 times 10, is 16,500. We can get a slightly bigger house that might pay, I don't know, 250 quid a month extra. So that's 17, that's 1,900. Every single month times 10 is £19,000. By the way, like, if we can get, the first house is a deposit of 12 and a half grand. If we can get to £25,000, we can start buying two houses. So you can see how this would continue to generate more income. And this is it. This is year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's doing it slowly. But we build wealth slowly over time. It's the tortoise that wins the race. It's not the hare that goes out and works all weekend and then comes back. It's like weight loss. You don't lose weight by going to the gym all weekend and then that's it, brilliant. Woo! It doesn't work like that. I wish it did, but it doesn't. Nothing works like that. Very little works like that, frankly. Okay? You want to build wealth, you've got to be building it for the long term. Anyway, let's do this. So that's £21,000. 23 times 10 equals £23,000. We want to get to 25 grand, don't we? So we actually, that 23 grand is another deposit on another house that pays £200. So that's 25 times 10 equals 2,500. Sorry, 25,000. There we go. 25,000 can now get you into the game of buying two houses. This is not without doing anything else. You're not doing anything else. You're not adding value. You're not splitting titles. You're not buying and selling. You're not flipping the deals. You're not doing anything else. All you're doing is buying over time. And it all starts from you saving £1,000 a month. This is how you're going to generate all this income. And by the way, you've got to keep generating that £1,000 a month. Okay. But right now we're into buying two houses at a time. So now it's going to be £400 because 2 times 200 quid per house is 400 quid. Now we're 2,900. Over the next 10 months, it's £29,000. Okay? You're going to buy another two houses. So instead of £400 increase every month, it's £800. So that's 3,700. You see how it goes? And I'm running out of space here, but where could we do it? We could put it here. If we were to put this as a graph, this is how your investing goes. It goes like that. It becomes exponential right here. Just when we're at this point, times 10 is £37,000. Like, you're now buying three houses, so that's going to go up £600. Do you see how this works? That is the difference between those that get wealthy and those that don't. those that get wealthy over a period of time. This is exactly, by the way, what happened to me. So right now, I just live off my rental income. Yeah, we do coaching and that sort of thing. But the rental income pays for all my expenses. It pays for the villa in Spain. It pays for the house in England. It pays for 3 cars that we've got. It pays for all my flights to and from England. It pays for the lifestyle that we enjoy. If, you know, what time is it? It's 11:45 here in Spain. Like, I've got nothing else to do today. It's Friday afternoon, coming up to, I've got absolutely zero to do. Like, what else am I going to do? I'm just some Facebook Lives, I play on the Xbox, I go to the gym. Not enough, obviously, because it's never enough. But this is what happens. This is that graph. Is that over a period of time, this might be zero. These are years. Let's put this in here. Up to 9, 10. So what happens is that because we're monthly beings, it means that we tend to only work on what happens every single month. Now, that can work against us because it's frustrating that we're not wealthy. You know, if we call this income up here, call it 5K, and this is 1K. We get frustrated because, you know, oh, Dan, I've been doing this for 8 months and I'm not generating, I'm not retiring, I'm not financially free. And I've seen a video and I can become financially free in just six minutes, you know, 6 minute abs sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? And people get really frustrated. And they get frustrated because we're monthly beings, right? So instead of getting frustrated, use that. Use that idea of being a monthly person. And so what happens is you've got to get your spreadsheet and work out how much money you can start to save. And by the way, it doesn't matter how much money it is, even if it's just £50 or even if it's £100, £350, £1,000. Let's just do these by 10. Okay. Like, really simple maths, right? And this is not a maths lesson. It's not the point. The idea here is to show you that even just saving £50 a month, let's just put the equal signs in there, that's £500. So let's say it's taken you 10 months to save £500. What can you do with £500? Are there any businesses that you can start for £500? Of course there are. You could become a Juice Plus affiliate-type person. I think that's like £100, £200. So you only have to save 50 quid for 2 or 3 months, right? What else could you do? Could you create a website and some business cards and start selling some services of some kind or some products of some kind? Could you write yourself a book? Would £500 buy yourself a laptop? I mean, what, like 200 quid would buy you a laptop? And if you're really desperate, 50 quid will buy you a laptop. There's no excuses. There really isn't an excuse. You can go on eBay right now and there'll be a laptop for 50 quid. It might be 15 years old, but if you're writing a book, you only need Word on it anyway. What about £100? Can you start a business on £1,000? Maybe a slightly bigger type of business? Of course you can. £350 is £500. I'm on various websites that sell businesses. And these businesses, I've seen a business of £3,500. It's not making a lot of money. It's making maybe £1,000 a year. But £1,000 a year will up that £350 to £450. On a monthly basis, right? Because we're monthly beings. And so you've got to use this to your advantage of being a monthly being. That's the whole point. And if you can get up to the £1,000 a month, you're going to be saving £10,000. Like, let's take cars as an example. I love cars. I just adore cars. And given another life, I might have or possibly should have done some mechanical stuff. And I always wish I'd gone to, like, I went to building college when I was 14 to the age of 16. I got GCSE building studies, for God's sake, knowing how to plaster walls and lay in bricks. I never used any of that, by the way, in any of my property investing because I paid other people to do it. I could talk the language, so I suppose it helped, but I would love to have been a mechanic of some form. Now, if I had gone down that path, I tell you what I would be doing. This money right here, this one here, 500 quid, I'll be putting adverts out on Gumtree saying, I'll buy your car for cash. I've got 500 quid available. What have you got? And I'd try and buy a £1,000 car for £500. I'd add some value to it, clean it, you know, make it mechanically sound, sell it for 1,200 quid. Whatever it is that I can actually sell it for. Maybe I can buy a £3,500 car at an auction, add value to it, and sell it for £4,500. Whatever that happens to be. But the question is, can you start a business doing this? Absolutely you can. And so that business starts from, literally, let's do it in red. A business starts from literally 50 quid. When I first started my letting agency started from, I think it was like £10, okay? We created a one-page website for my lettings agency, and we literally, we took pictures of the properties, and then we uploaded them manually. We didn't have any software or anything like that, and it cost me 10 quid to buy the domain name, and it cost me like £3.50 a month for hosting at that time, right? So, like, I set up a letting agency. I sold that letting agency going back, what is it, 5 years now, something like that? Is it longer than that? So I sold that letting agency for quite a lot of money. And that letting agency got started for less than 50 quid. But over a period of time, we had the lettings agency for like, I don't know, 10, 11 years, something like that. So when people go, oh, it's all right for you because you've got money to start with. I didn't have money to start with. I had 50 quid. I've lived on beans and potatoes for a month. It's not the best, but you'd be amazed at how many meals you can get out of potatoes. That's a conversation for a different time. But all of this comes down to pre-tax pound investing. Let's put that back up because that's really cool. Oh, no, let's put this one up. Well, this all comes down to pre-tax pound investing and about you understanding the difference between being employed and being self-employed. Even if you go self-employed whilst you're being employed, you can still take advantage of pre-tax pound investing, and then you can start using some of this money to start going into assets that are going to generate some income. All right, I think that'll do us for today. I hope that's useful for you. Please watch your replay. I'll take this video. I'll upload it onto YouTube. One only other thing I wanted to say was, if this is useful for you, then we've got our podcast series just here. Oh, there it is. Look at that. So we've got our podcast series just here. If you do it with this hand, go and sign up for that. But we've got like 95 podcasts at the time of filming that you can download. You can download them, stick them in your car. And there's a good chance we'll probably put this one as part of that podcast as well. We'll take a listen and see what it sounds like. If you've got any questions, come and like my page. Come and ask me a question. And we'll speak to you soon.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.